six with egg and crust, six with sardines, six with...
You talking to me?
Not really. Just counting the sandwiches.
You've got enough to feed an army there. How many of us going?
You, me, Alexis, and the boys.
Boys?
Damien and Jeremy. Damien having been selected as a last-minute substitute for Rob.
Oh. Can't you talk him out of it?
Who out of what?
Jeremy. Out of this picnic on the heath.
Why shall I?
Well, it's a pretty indifferent sort of day, you know.
Oh, it might turn out all right later.
It might not.
Matt, it's what he said he wanted. And since it's his last day with us... You don't have to come if you don't want to.
Well, of course I'll come.
I know it's not going to be much fun for you, sitting there while the kids kick a football about.
I can yell from the touchline. Won't be the first time.
I don't think there'll be a lot to shout about, though. Not the way Jeremy plays.
Yeah, I don't see him wearing an England shirt, that's true. If only he'd start using his left foot, he'll never get
Matt,
anywhere.
Matt, this is to be a kickabout on the heath, not a...
A first division promotion struggle, I know that.
Well, try and bear it in mind.
No shouting from the touchline.
If you wouldn't mind. It takes the fun out of it for Jeremy.
Am I allowed the occasional burst of applause? I shall very likely get frostbite otherwise.
Applause would be much appreciated. I'm taking a couple of blankets.
Hey, you're not wrapping me in blankets, Lynn. Not just yet a while. I'll start turning blue, push me round in a tight circle. Or even better, we'll find a nice dense bit of undergrowth, you and me, and have a bit of a cuddle, eh? Always provided there's a bit of undergrowth available, it being Easter Monday.
We could hide some eggs.
Oh, changing the subject, are we?
Not really. But this is Jeremy's day, remember? Today, everything else takes second place.
You make a good mum, you know that.
When I'm given the chance.
You'll be given the chance.
Yes. Anyway, where was I? Perhaps we should take some soup. I'll ask. Jeremy?
Yes, Mum?
Shall we take some soup?
Yes, please.
Tomato? Right, tomato soup it is.
Seen anything of Alexis?
Not for a while. He's keeping a low profile.
Why is that?
I think he can think of better things to do with his day off than play football with two small boys. Let alone help me with the preparations. Anyway, he'll be finished by tea time. But you know Alexis.
Mrs. O'Brien.
Talk of the devil.
Yes, Alexis.
Mrs. O'Brien, I have a bad pinch in my leg where I break it, you know.
You're coming with us, Alexis.
Yes, Mr. Breyer.
Yes. Bad pain in his leg. He'll get a pain in his backside if he comes that one again.
Oh, Lord, is that the time? Damien will be here in a minute.
Is he the one with the glasses?
Yes, that's right.
I thought Jeremy had gone off him.
Well, they're not exactly best friends, no, but most boys have gone away somewhere for Easter. The only reason Damien's at a loose end is his mum's getting over flu.
Mummy?
Yes, darling?
Is there any soup other than tomato?
There is, yes, but I've opened a couple of tins of tomato now. Oh. Why?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You're not looking very cheerful, Jeremy.
I just wish Rob was coming, that's all. I'm fed up with Alexis. Why isn't he?
Rob? Who told you? He's gone away for a little holiday.
To Mykonos.
I'll join you later, Alan.
See you later, Rookie.
It's almost immoral the way some people get a suntan.
hi, Rocky.
Are you asleep?
No, just dozing.
I brought you some lemonade.
Oh, I am honored.
You don't know how much. I don't often play butler to people.
I don't suppose you do.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Allard made it.
Oh, bound to be good then, isn't it?
Do I detect a hint of disapproval?
No.
He is your host. You could hardly find anyone more generous.
I'm not complaining.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Rocky. I mean, look around. This villa, this pool. I can hardly believe it's happening to me. Rob Pengelly lounging beside a millionaire's pool in Mykonos. Rucksack and sleeping bags, usually more my mark.
So you're having fun, huh?
Beats playing football on Hampstead Heath.
Yes, but you can forget Hampstead. Look, you're supposed to be getting away from it all, Roberto.
I am.
You can't keep your mind off the Priors.
Well, I shall be back at work tomorrow.
So?
Well, then it all starts up again, doesn't it? Back to reality, the embarrassment, the reserve, all that.
You don't have to take it.
Think I should run away?
Well, if they can't adjust to the way you want to live your life, then...
Well, it's not that they won't be trying. I mean, they've started already, haven't they? This picnic they're having on Hampstead Heath. That's a family affair. And I was invited.
Hooray for liberal Hampstead.
Well, at least they're making the effort.
You're a lousy company, you know that.
You sorry I came?
I think I was crazy asking you. I'd have had a much better time without you. So would the others. Yeah, they spend all their time when you're not around telling me what a dull sort of person you are. And homely. How you put a blight on the whole affair. Are you sorry you came?
No.
It's been great, hasn't it?
Unforgettable. This is pretty much how you live, isn't it? I mean, all the time.
I have been known to work.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Yes, Roberto, this is pretty much how I live.
I don't like Roberto.
It suits you.
I like Rob better.
And I'll do my best to remember. I'll tell you what.
What?
For every time I call you Roberto, you have my permission to call me by my given name.
You mean you weren't christened Rocky?
Unfortunately not.
What is your name, then?
Just between the two of us?
Uh-huh.
Because, to be truthful, I've never entirely forgiven my parents.
What is it?
Would you believe Denver?
Denver?
Shh, not so loud. You mind?
Denver?
Come on, Rocky.
Who is it?
I bought you a coffee,
Father. Oh, you better come in then, I suppose.
Oh, good heavens. Not up yet?
No.
And your curtains are still half drawn. Shall I open them for you?
If you feel you must.
Pity to shut out the sunshine. Ah. I thought you'd have been up and doing this morning.
Why?
Well, you haven't packed yet, have you?
Well, plenty of time for that.
Well, you don't want to leave it all to the last minute, do you? What time are the removal men coming tomorrow?
They wanted to start at 8:30. I told them to think again.
Oh, so what time are they coming?
Peter, do you have to be quite so gleeful about this?
Hmm?
I realize you can't wait to see the back of me, but
now
still...
Now, that's simply not true.
Oh.
Jeremy's coming home.
Oh, yes, Jeremy.
Yes, and you're starting a brand new life with George at No. 1 Wagoner's Walk. If that isn't a happy occasion, I don't know what is.
It's not going to be unmitigated bliss, you know, that flat at Wagoner's Walk.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, it's not entirely self-contained to begin with. Those young men from the top flat will be passing up and down all the time.
Yes.
And one of them works at Pryor's Restaurant, so he'd probably be getting in at all hours. And I can't see him taking his boots off somehow before he comes upstairs. He'll come right past my bedroom door. And then there's that Richmond girl. She works at Pryor's, too. And she'll be right next door. And you know how difficult I find it getting to sleep?
Father!
Added to that, there's that appalling Mrs. Brewer woman from the public house. In and out all the time. She's bound to make a nuisance of herself.
Father, why have you said none of this before?
Well, what would have been the point? It was perfectly obvious I wasn't wanted here. So when George made the offer, beggars can't be choosers.
I don't know what to say.
This coffee is not
You're
at all
getting
hot,
your
you
own
know.
Flat again, stylish and spacious, in a house with a very good friend...
I know what you thought. You thought you could wash your hands of me. Out of sight, out of mind. Drop in once a week for 5 minutes to make sure I was still breathing.
I thought you were going to be happy.
Yes, well, happiness at my age is not all that easy to come by. Still, no doubt, as always, I shall make the best of a bad job. Anyway, please don't let me detain you. No doubt with Jeremy returning tomorrow, you have plenty of things to do.
Yes, all right then. I'll look in again later.
And that wiped the smile off his face.
Come, get the ball.
My God,
over to me.
This way.
Go on, Jeremy, kick it.
Ball.
Swing your leg at it. Go on. Oh, you can do better than that.
Matt,
what?
You promised.
Yeah, I know. I'll just get carried away.
How can I pass it to you? We're not on the same side. Now, come, come, come. You must take the ball away from me.
We're not
come.
Playing sides.
You must tackle me.
I can't. You're too big.
Go on, Jeremy. Tackle him. Kick him in the shin.
All right.
Oh, what are you doing? It's a foul, Jeremy. You mustn't do that.
Bring the ball. Bring it on, Davey. I'm not going to take a penalty.
Oh, that was not very kind, Mr. Pryor. He's my bad leg.
You'll get over it.
I can't help feeling sorry for him. He never gets any sympathy.
Feeling sorry for everyone today, aren't you? Including yourself.
Over to me.
does it show?
Uh-huh.
I thought I was being marvellously cheerful.
Jeremy won't be back at Minden Road for long, lad.
You feel that confident?
I do.
I wish I could.
The Rob thing won't cut any ice, you know. Not in this day and age.
Probably not, but...
What?
There are one or two other things going in Peter's favour.
Like what?
Like me volunteering to give him custody in the first place. Would I have done that if I hadn't thought him competent?
Ah, things have changed since then.
Peter's still capable of giving Jeremy a good home, Matt. And more than willing to do so.
You're his mother.
Yes. But what sort of a mother?
A good one, I've told you.
But in the eyes of the law. I work long hours.
Oh,
I have no other...
Try not to think about it, lovey.
Try not to think about it. Is Jeremy going to Minden Road tomorrow? I'm afraid it's all I can think about at the moment.
You going to stay in there all day?
What?
Like you said, baby, it's your last afternoon in this exotic outpost. What are you going to do with it?
Oh, I haven't given it much thought.
You can swim in a pool any time.
What did you have in mind?
Whatever you like. You haven't seen very much of the island. We could go for a drive.
Oh, I don't feel much like sightseeing.
Okay. What else is there? Golf?
Not my game.
Well, tennis, then. Horse riding. Water skiing. Now, you do that very well. Oh, we could go to the market, buy some souvenirs.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there. Okay.
Come on out of the pool, then. Get dressed.
Yeah, I might just be able to find some... Oh, some little thing for Jeremy.
I should have guessed. You know what, Roberto?
No. What?
There are times when I'd like to punch you on the nose.
You know what, Denver? Try it.
Right.
Get that, Alexis, would you?
Oh, okay. But I should be resting my leg.
Ashton and Briars?
Oh, could I speak to Mrs. Pryor, please?
Who is speaking?
Peter Tyson.
One moment, please. Mrs. Briar? Mrs. Briar? It's for you.
Oh, coming.
He's Mr. Tyson.
Ah, yes, thank you. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Lynn. Out this afternoon, were you?
We were up on the heath, yes, having a picnic. Why, have you tried before?
Oh, well, once or twice.
Oh, well, we haven't been back long. You've just caught us in the middle of a game.
Come on, Mummy, it's your call.
Jeremy's winning.
Yes, of course. While we're on the subject of Jeremy, what time would you like me to collect him tomorrow?
Mummy!
What time is convenient for you?
Thank you.